The entire planet is a stage. Relentlessly and repeatedly displaying and replaying an horrific movie. A movie designed to push fear into the depths of your soul. Fear that will make you stand down while the corporate government crime syndicate just overruns your constitutional, inherent, God-given, inalienable rights and forces you to stand down while the deployment of a bioweapon targets your children for death. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has turned over thousands of hours of seemingly top-secret footage to Tucker Carlson's Fox News team to review it. So now, of course, the question is, when will they publish their findings exactly? And the answer, seemingly, is whenever they feel like it. How much of that tape will Tucker Carlson decide to, or will Fox allow Tucker Carlson to make public exactly? Again, whatever they feel like, apparently. Look, we've complained about this already. Some people hanging out on Twitter, especially those with blue check marks, might think this is just sour grapes for us. Like, oh, well, we wish we could look at the tapes. Make no mistake, if the Stu Peters Network had access to the unedited full version of these tapes, we would immediately move to make them available to the public so that they can draw their relevant conclusions. Others think that we're just nitpicking, trying to find a reason to bash McCarthy or Tucker Carlson. And no, that's not it. And that's not how it ever was. The first reason that we want all of the tapes released right now is because that's what was promised to us. Not some half-baked partial release supervised by someone that we didn't choose. No, we were promised the tapes. We want the tapes. Another reason that it matters that we get them right now and release them immediately is because this isn't just some scholarly historical debate. No, these tapes matter right now because there are people whose lives are being completely destroyed in part because these tapes are being kept hidden. POWs being held on U.S. soil right now without due process are being denied access to tapes that could exonerate them from allegations that they're facing months or even years in prison for. They need these tapes right now, and instead of getting them, they're watching them get handed off to some TV host. One of those political prisoners who could really use the tapes right now is Andrew Taki. Andrew has been trying to get full access to the J6 footage for more than 2 years now in order to clear himself of allegations that he assaulted and pepper sprayed a Capitol officer on January 6th. All he would need is for Kevin McCarthy to release those tapes to the public, which Kevin McCarthy could do at literally any time. But instead, Andrew Taki and all of the others are being left hanging. Only Tucker Carlson gets these tapes, and he gets to take his sweet time with them. Meanwhile, while Andrew waits in prison for Tucker to get those tapes out, authorities have denied him medical treatments that he was receiving before his arrest, which have caused a significant decline in his health. We say all of that to encourage you to support Andrew. He has a Give, Send, Go link. We'll publish that link at stupeters.com and below our live broadcasts. The fund is set up to help Andrew obtain legal help, which he desperately needs, and we encourage you to donate if you're so able. Andrew Taki joins us right now from a federal prison where he's being held as a prisoner of war. Andrew, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
We've been begging for this since the very day we've all been arrested. This is tragic that we're still 2 years into this ordeal and still have not even gotten what judges even told us was available. All right, we started out with being told there was only 14,000 hours of video, not 40-plus thousand hours. Judges demanded and ordered for these 14,000 hours. We were given 7,000 hours of full. Here you go. That's all you get. Put on a website. And then we've been denied access to these websites to even be able to see this. I have been begging to do everything in the judge's power for him to get us the ability to look at these even 7,000 hours. And it has not happened.
You were there, Andrew. I mean, they're alleging that you beat and pepper sprayed a Capitol officer. What's on these tapes that will exonerate you?
I really want to see is being attacked by officers the instant I walked onto the property. We were not told to leave. I did not see any signs saying that there was anything closed. We were not given any hand signals to turn around. Nothing. Just instantly attacked by police. That is what I want. I will not get too deep into my side of the criminal case, but I will take consequences for my actions if everybody takes consequences for theirs. If we were set up, if we were baited into it, if we were attacked so that we would react and respond in violent ways, that needs to be shown. You do not slap a red-blooded American in the face and expect him to turn his cheek and do nothing. Now, when you're at the people's house and you're not even told to leave, you are just outright attacked.
Well, I will tell you this, Andrew. If Speaker McCarthy turned over these tapes to the Stu Peters Network, we would release them immediately in their entirety and allow the viewing public to reach the relevant conclusions. Why is Kevin McCarthy hiding these tapes? What is he hiding? Why did he select a man, Tucker Carlson, who none of us chose to secretly deliver these tapes to and allow Tucker his sweet time to release whatever he thinks will fit the Fox narrative? Do you trust Fox or Tucker or Speaker McCarthy at this point?
I don't trust Fox one bit. The children are Biden supporters. It's as simple as that. I will say I have more trust in Tucker than the network, but on the reality of it, one network show does not have the manpower that it needs to go through 40,000 hours of video in 2 weeks. There are not hundreds of people with a hive mind that have the instant communication abilities that are needed to go over this. Even with the 14,000 hours, this is just so much information, and it's so jumbled up and gobbled up that they make it difficult to go through on purpose, that we need the American people to be able to see this.
Yeah, I was recently in a Twitter space, Andrew, and there was a guy on here. I'm not even going to mention his name because he sounded like a complete Fed. And we're not going to give the feds any accolades here. But his objection to this was this. He said, if you release all of the footage, there are a lot more people out there that were present at January 6th that could then face criminal charges as a result of what's on those tapes. Do you agree with that?
I do not. Any tape that's already got anybody else's identity on there, the feds already have it. So you're not going to stop that. The feds, if they needed help finding any other people, they know they can go to sedition hunters, and I'm sure they have. So the American people having access to all of this is not going to make any difference one way or the other in more people being arrested. This will make more of a difference in showing that the government was out to get people that day and to entrap them into this.
Yeah, we think more people would be arrested. Potentially Nancy Pelosi, potentially Adam Schiff, potentially Chuck Schumer, the people that were behind this. This was a Fedsurrection, for a lack of better words. This was a complete setup. This was a Marxist coup. This was the overthrow of our government to install an illegitimate pedophile, as Candace Taylor so eloquently put it, into the White House. That's what this is. That's what they don't want us to see, is that all of the tactics that the CIA used and employed our press to overthrow a democratically elected regime in 2014 in Ukraine, the corrupt hole that that is, was then used in 2020 to overthrow our own government. $12 billion in damage from BLM rioters, making it look like a popular, you know, Antifa-style grassroots uprising. That's not what this was. This was a Marxist coup. Do you agree?
Oh, 100%. It was not only that, but the psyop that they used on us to, let me connect those two. You know, if one side of a population sees people going out destroying with impunity, speaking their quote-unquote mind as they burn down buildings, murder people, steal and rob everything they want, the other side is going to think it's okay to at least get out and speak their mind. We go speak our mind, and we get attacked. You know, they did that on purpose. They wanted to show us that, here, it's okay. You go out and do whatever you want. You'll be fine. Until we get our Gestapo on you. But, you know, let's also not forget that Mitch McConnell is definitely needed to be included in that as well. He's definitely on their side. He's one of the elitist establishment people. You know, this was both sides. This was not just the Democrats and the establishment. This was everybody, even the military industrial people. I'll throw in Mark Milley in that as well. You know, he's a piece of traitor that wanted to go to China. He hated Trump. He wanted to get rid of him. He wanted to get rid of his supporters. He wanted to
Are you aware of any January 6th protesters that were arrested because they had a gun?
No, not a single one.
So do you believe that this country has seen a violent insurrection yet?
Not from us, but it did over the summer of 2020, yes.
Yeah, we agree. The real insurrection occurred throughout the summer months of 2020. And the real insurrection occurred on November 3rd of 2020 when the vote was disenfranchised and right out in the middle of broad daylight, an election was stolen away from the American people. How long has your opinion changed? Do you believe, did you previously believe that we had free and fair elections? Did you previously believe that we did not have installations? How far back do you think that our so-called elected representatives have been selected and installed?
Up until 2016, I thought we did. I really, truly thought we did. Seeing the antics that they pulled in 2016, I knew at that point that we did not. They showed that with Hillary not wanting to contest the election, she showed that she had some dirty things going on. I'm from Texas, and those margins were way too close. There's not that many things there. God only knows how far they've gone back. You know, I was only born in 88, but look at the records, you know, how many other elections were stolen? They have to hate.
Yeah, we agree 100%. And they're not going to stop until they're stopped. And stopping them includes the release of these tapes in their entirety so that the entire world can see exactly what took place on January 6th and how this uniparty establishment of corrupt fossils in this so-called government have become a corporate crime syndicate and stolen away all of the freedoms and individual liberties that our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights supports, our God-given, inherent, inalienable rights that are being stomped all over every day. And you're right, this is the hands of the uniparty here. This isn't Democrat or Republican, that's a fake construct. This isn't conservative or liberal, that is also a construct. This is a uniparty, corporate government crime syndicate. And you're right, the turtle lord, Mitch McConnell, has a whole lot to do with it. Yet still implanted right at Mar-a-Lago, right up nestled next to Donald Trump, which I don't understand either. Andrew Taki, our prayers are with you. We're going to link the Give, Send, Go below all of the live broadcasts that we air today. And more of the Stu Peters Show will continue next. Go nowhere.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Our good friends over at Gold Co. are waiting for your call, the call that you're going to make when you decide, nope, I'm not going to be a victim of the corporate government uniparty crime syndicate. I'm going to protect myself away from this financial reset. All of your accounts, checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, investment accounts, targeted for destruction. Criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, full-blown recession, forever wars, funding our own demise. Get out of that system. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Also, by the way, when you call Goldco, if you mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver. Protect yourself from the imminent attack that's coming. They're taking your kids. They're taking your money. Protect yourself. Physical gold and silver is the answer. 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. The Stu Peters Show continues right now. Binae Dixon is a 42-year-old respiratory therapist living in Southern California. She held her job throughout the early stages of the pandemic. She was proud of her energy levels. She worked for 6, even 7 days a week. She would literally run from room to room performing CPR on sick patients trying to save them without knowing that, in fact, they were being staged for medical murder. She would hold the hands of people dying alone after they had been ruthlessly separated from their friends and their family and their loved ones. So naturally, thinking that she was playing her part, she was proud, deeply proud of the work that she did in the healthcare field. Well, now all of that seems like a lifetime ago because on January 10th of 2021, Dene was one of the first Americans to receive a second dose of the Pfizer shot. She didn't want to get the shot, but remember, she lived in Southern California and she was a healthcare worker. So she was aggressively pressured to get that bioweapon injection by her employer and by the government, and then faced extra pressure from people around her, family, and others. Ultimately, Dene believed that by getting that shot, despite her misgivings, she was leading by example. How many millions of others can share that sentiment? But that's where everything went wrong for Dene. 12 hours after her second dose, she woke up with a headache and a horrible fever. The fever went away eventually, but the headache didn't. It got worse, and with it came brain fog and swollen lymph nodes and dizziness and facial twitches and numbness and balance issues and blood clotting and irregular menstrual cycle and even stuttering. But the worst part, Dene says, is the headaches. They're constant and never ending. Doctors can't explain them and don't seem to want to explain them. They just blame anxiety or some bugs. Oh, well, too bad, get well soon, buzz off. That's the idea. Dene sent this program an email. We want to read part of it after she finished describing her ailments. Quote, all of this for what? To stop the spread? To make you feel safe? To stop me or someone I know from dying of COVID? These are all things that this poisonous thing can't do. It doesn't do a single thing that it was promised. It's not going to stop me from getting it. It's not going to stop me from dying from it. It's not going to stop anything. The only thing this poison does is ruin the lives of the people who got it. And who's there to help us? Absolutely no one. My Facebook page gets shut down constantly for things like showing my own blood work because my life is turned into one of the giant story of misinformation. This was not supposed to be my story. My life was destined for much better things than this. This story was written by some crazy screenplay writer for a horror movie, a sci-fi thriller made for the big silver screen. But here I am, living it out, line by line and act by act. The difference is, there's no one at the end of the day to yell, cut, and let me go back to my life. Unquote. Well, if Facebook won't let Dene speak, and if doctors won't listen to her, then the least that we can do is give her a platform and listen ourselves. Dene Dixon joins us now. Dene, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving me a platform and hopefully be able to help others in my same situation.
Yeah. I mean, so the email to us really hit home. We understand all of those things that you had said to be true. What do you want to tell the world as they listen to you here this evening?
You know, that this thing is not what they set out to say that it was. We have been duped, and there are hundreds of thousands of us suffering from this, and our medical community is having their hands tied and their mouths zipped shut, and they're not helping us either. And there are so many like me that need help and have no idea where to go. We don't have a solid program as far as, you know, things that are helping us. What I've spent almost $50,000 in treatment. Of course, nothing that insurance pays for because you have to go to, you know, integrative medicine doctors, because if I went to my own hospital and was shunned. So I just want people to know that there's hope out there. What some treatments work for others may, you know, didn't work for me, but I'm also way deeper into this than some may be. But I just want people to know that there's help out there and that we just need to get together. You're not alone and we're not, you know, fake. This is a real problem.
Yeah. Had you been opposed to vaccines in general prior to your injury here?
Absolutely not. I get the flu shot every year for work. I mean, I'm completely vaccinated. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not, you know, I mean, I really struggled with this one, just because number one, it was, you know, I didn't understand. I to give you kind of a little background, I worked in children's medicine all prior to my whole career. And when COVID hit, I really wanted to see what was happening. They said that we were, you know, in a pandemic and that we were short RTs. So I left the children's world to go do adults. And so this was my, you know, stint with adults. And it was scary. But hindsight, I was seeing the worst of the worst. I was seeing that 1%, right? And when this whole thing came out, I just didn't really trust the science per se, but you know, I didn't want to lose my job. I had just purchased a brand new home. I was at my 90-day probation at a hospital I really liked, and I thought I should lead by example, and it was a huge mistake.
Do you regret it?
Every day.
These people knew what they were doing to you.
Yeah, they did. Especially now, like seeing the paperwork come out and knowing that like all of my autoimmune disorders and all of the problems that I have are listed in the Pfizer documents that were released that they didn't want to release to us. I went into this already, you know, not wanting it, but then I didn't have informed consent. You know, the things that they said that were going to happen, you know, the anaphylaxis or whatever, it was so minimal of the things that they said would happen to us. And they knew the whole time that these things that could happen were, you know, were there. The probability was really real and very high.
Rewind your life to before these shots. What kind of a life were you living today?
Oh, I loved my job. I loved taking care of people. I traveled a lot. I snowboard. I am the funny friend, the life of the party, you know, tons of charity work. I mean, I was constantly active and building things, and I loved people. And, you know, this has drawn a line in the sand for me. You know, now you're either for me or against me. It has made me cold in many ways, but at the end of the day, I'm here because I still want to help people in my position now, you know, so I'm hoping that God just has a different path for me.
The Pfizer documents that you're talking about that they did not want to release, you've now reviewed extensively, I would imagine. How does that make you feel knowing that they knew exactly what they were doing to you and millions of others while there seems to be no threshold for death, as more than three times the amount of people have been killed by this one fake vaccine in a very short period of time than every other previous vaccine combined? How does that make you feel? What do you want to say to the people who unleashed this bioweapon on humanity?
I'm angry, and I'm heartbroken for humanity that we are this evil, that people could do something like this. But you know, I don't. The words I want to say, I don't really think are possible on your show. It's just a huge amount of anger and sadness. I want them to pay for what they've done, not only to me, but what they have done to millions of people.
When you wrote to our show, you said that you were pressured not only by your tyrannical employer, but also by friends and family and others. Do those that are close to you, that love you the most, now regret trying to coerce you into getting this injection?
So when I talked about my family, my mom wasn't the one that was, I was doing it for her, because at the time when I was working in the hospital, the people that were dying of COVID had certain comorbidities like high blood pressure and diabetes or overweight. And my mom has some of those comorbidities, and I was doing it to protect her. Not that she pressured me. Other family members, yeah, that were pressuring, friends pressuring. I mean, doctors that I looked up to that were super good for friends of mine were just, you know, oh, you need to do this. Oh, there's a reason, you know, you're going to get sick if you don't, you're going to die if you don't. And, you know, those people, unfortunately, have disappeared from my life. The ones that have wanted to push me to do this, and now watching what's happened to me, there's crickets from them. Apparently, they're no longer friends. So, which is fine by me. I at first I was angry and heartbroken because of their, you know, disappearance, but it's good riddance at this point.
The government did this. They're standing by and standing down. Every single United States congressperson, every single sitting U.S. senator, with the exception of the dog and pony show that we saw with Ron Johnson, with the self-proclaimed inventor of the mRNA technology used to deliver that shot to you, which has now completely destroyed your life, all of them are 100% quiet as people like you beg for the attention of the media to tell your story, and you're shut down by the likes of Facebook and these other, you know, elite oligarchs that are telling you that your own story is misinformation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's really sad, you know, nothing is going to happen. They're not doing anything to help us. I mean, and it's I laugh when I get, you know, all the hate on social media, because like I said, like you said, my Facebook has been shut down. My Instagram has been shut down. I have a special page on Facebook, and Twitter has been shut down. Videos on BitChute have even been shut down. But I mean, I have people that talk about me and say, well, you got what you deserve. We tried to warn you. You deserved all of this, you know, and it's people don't, oh, I've got my shot and nothing happened to me. That's like telling somebody, well, whose husband just died in a car accident. Well, I just drove to the store today and nothing happened to me. You know, is it, people are just so hateful, and we all really need to come together and realize that we all have, and it may not happen to you today, but one more booster shot and you could be in the same position I'm in, or worse. Like, just people need to open their eyes and realize there's a problem.
Just a minute ago, you explained your life in part before these shots. How has your life now changed since your second dose of this Pfizer bioweapon?
So interesting you should ask. I'm in bed most of the time. I mean, I do have good days or days that I still have to get up and do things whether I want to or not. I'm super depressed, which is not who I normally am. I'm losing my home that I just purchased 2 years ago. I'm trying to fight for workers' comp against my hospital since they supplied it. I got it on working time, even though it wasn't mandated at the moment. It was strongly encouraged. I've lost my livelihood. I'm having to leave the state. You know, I don't recognize a single thread of my life that I had before.
So sorry. The people that did this to you will face accountability. We're not going to stop until we realize that accountability. We're working with people, attorneys general across the country, as well as several sheriffs, county commissioners, who have already declared that this is, in fact, a weapon of biowarfare, that it was never a vaccine, that the DOD employed Pfizer, a private drug manufacturer, to provide them with a weapon of biowarfare to unleash and deploy on American people and people across the planet. Innocent people like you who were targeted, kids who are being targeted, not only toddlers, but now in the womb, prenatal injections for pregnant mothers, even though Pfizer said, no, pregnant women shouldn't be even around anybody who's received one of these mRNA shots. This is an horrific time, an extraordinary time to be alive. And, you know, we should all be very thankful that you have the strength to be out here warning others against doing exactly what it was that you were coerced into doing. And so for that, you're a hero. We'll be praying for you. Danae Dixon, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding its spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
Do you love carbs as much as we do? If so, check this out. We found this really cool science trick that helps you to eat all of the carbs without gaining all of the weight. We're not kidding. It works for pasta and pizza and sandwiches and potatoes. I'm starting to get hungry. We actually learned about this trick from a doctor, but it's very easy. He called it the ultimate fat cheat, so we thought we would spread the word. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. Again, thehealthyfat.com/stew. P.S. If you're curious as to how it works, there's a full scientific explanation. It's pretty fascinating. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. So many of the questions that we have, that we all have about the 2020 COVID pandemic, the original deployment of the bioweapon, and all of its aftermath, and all of the theories about it hinge on one question. Why? If it really was a plandemic, if it really was the deployment of a bioweapon done premeditatedly, plotted by those in power, why did they do it? Why did it happen in 2020? If they wanted to cull the population somehow, why do it with the mRNA shots? What was the big plan exactly? Well, Karen Kingston thinks that she can answer these questions with her latest theory about criminal accountability. And she thinks that she's identified three academics who played a central role in the whole affair, which now shows motive for criminal intent. Karen Kingston joins us now with more on that. Karen, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me, Stu. Yeah, and I get that question all the time, as you do, which is, why not just kill us all, right? If this was truly a depopulation, then why wouldn't they just kill everybody? And you had Francis Boyle on, a great interview on Friday, where you asked him directly, did the pharma companies know these injections were going to cause disease, disabilities, and death? And he said, absolutely they did. And, you know, so you're like, oh, they must be these psychopaths. I mean, they are psychopaths. That they just want to kill people. It's like, no. What happened in 2019 was the pharma industry was pretty much over. I mean, Pfizer's total sales were around $40, $50 billion. And all their products had gone off patent. So with the mRNA technology, what happened? We know on October 22nd, 2020, they met with the FDA, Pfizer and industry, and they said, look, mRNA is going to cause all of these end-stage autoimmune diseases and cancers. So now you can create a pipeline of new products to treat all these new diseases. So, and you know what, there's going to be a death count as, you know, some of the outfall of unleashing these bioweapons. And Pfizer said, we're okay with that. It even says on their website, they talk about how mRNA technology can cause death. And, you know, that's just one of the risks of using it. But it also created all these new markets. And the New York Times, you know, just covered last Thursday on February 23rd, the big payout to the Andy Ward from La Jolla, Jason McClellan from Dartmouth, and Barney Graham from the NIH, who created the weaponized spike protein. So the title of the New York Times article is, After a Long Delay, Moderna Pays NIH for COVID Technique. And they paid $400 million for the creation of the spike protein that's produced by the SARS-CoV-2 virus and by the the SARS-CoV-2 sequence and the mRNA that produces the spike protein from the COVID-19 injections. Now, here's the kicker, not the $400 million kicker that they got. The kicker is Barney Graham, Jason McClellan, and Andy Ward filed the patent for the S2P spike protein in 2017. So they did it again. And if people go, well, all she does is read patents. Well, the patents are really important. Why do people file patents? They file them because they want a financial payout. So this was very much motivated by money. You know, the love of money is the root of all evil, causing man to turn from his faith and pierce his heart with deep sorrows. They just didn't care that people were going to die. So I'm asked when I meet with law enforcement and criminal prosecutors, you know, what's the motivation? You know, and I can clearly show them it's financial. So Pfizer has a new product, Vindicale, that came out 2 years ago. It treats myocarditis that's caused by an autoimmune disease that produces proteins that attack the heart. Shocker. They have Mefembry, which treats heavy bleeding. It got approved in February 2021, a heavy menstruation in women, okay? So they have all of these products. They have another one called a Peneke, am I saying that right? And it treats inflammation of the spinal cord. So all of these things, you know, they talked about in October, and then by the beginning of 2021, they had all these products to treat it. So I think that's a big part of it. And what causes the disease is the spike protein. That is the bioweapon. I think this lawsuit that Barney Graham, Jason McClellan, and Andy Ward just won and got the $400 million payout, I think that's, you know, incriminating evidence and shows motivation as to why they move forward with the spike protein. And let's go back to what Dr. Artis originally talked about, which is the snake venom in the spike protein, and the researchers out of Philadelphia who published a paper in 2021. And they took 38 samples from people in Lombardy, Italy, who had mild to moderate disease, and 8 samples from people who had severe disease and died. And when they analyzed the sequences, what they found was that the people that died had that super antigen spike protein, which had snake venom in it, which was cobra venom, crate venom, of the rabies virus. And they also found the HIV glycoprotein 120. And they said look, because the disease of COVID-19, the severe disease, it didn't look like an immune response from an infection, which sometimes children get from the flu. They said it looked like they were poisoned. And in fact, it is a poison. It's a bioweapon. So I think there's a ton of evidence, you know, I mean, it's clear now that this bioweapon was created and patented in 2017. And then the U.S. manufacturers and biotech and pharma companies were told, hey, we're going to create a whole new market for you, multi-trillion dollar markets of rare diseases now across two-thirds of the population. So your rare diseases no longer affect one fraction of a percent of the population. You're going to have two-thirds of the population.
There's headlines all over the place that attempt to discredit Watch the Water, which was the documentary that you're speaking of, where Dr. Brian Artis, retired chiropractor, said, look, I have been researching this extensively. My father-in-law was killed in a hospital to a drug similar to remdesivir. After he started digging into that, he went down the rabbit hole and he found all of the receipts. Dr. Artis has never talked about anything that he can't substantiate with published papers and literature and citing proof. That's why the importance of the patents that you talk about, because they openly admit essentially to looking for financial gain, you know, directly tied to what we refer to as psychosis, because we think that these people are psychotic and that there is evil intent as well. Do you agree with that? I mean, is Dr. Artis being vindicated more and more every day?
Yes, in regards to
snake venom. Dr. Artis specifically, specifically relating to snake venom. Is there snake venom, synthetic venomous peptides that are from the Chinese crate snake and the African king cobra in this bioweapon?
Yes, there is. There is. And I went on this with your show over a year ago. We went through this, that, yeah, that he brought to the global awareness and U.S. awareness that the pharma companies and biotech companies and our Department of Defense recreate synthetic venoms for purposes of use as toxins. So he brought that to our awareness. What happened, though, with the spike protein is it is specifically a bioweapon. Those toxins, the crate venom, the cobra venom, the rabies virus, are super antigens that cause an inflammatory response. And there's other data that shows that somehow or another they're attaching to the T cells and causing the T cells to attack self. So it's being used as a bioweapon. And snake venom, you know, crate and cobra venom are categorized as bioweapons by the U.S. Department of Defense as well. They are used in pharmaceuticals. I worked on a product called Ticasin that actually is snake venom derived. But what I want to talk about too is what Francis Boyle was talking about, you know, that this could travel 30 feet, that the Chinese government made an aerosolized virus. They made an aerosolized bioweapon using cationic liposomes. And so SARS-CoV-2, this is just more evidence. And we're going to go back to Dr. Malone's original patents and original papers. A cationic liposome, which we're calling a lipid, is a nanotechnology. Now, there was a paper from the researchers at the University of La Jolla published at the end of 2020 called Nanomedicine for COVID-19, The Role of Nanotechnology. So in this paper, Stu, they state what is SARS-CoV-2. They state that SARS-CoV-2 is different than SARS-CoV-1. It's 80% similar. It's 60 to 140 nanometers in size, and it has a genome of 30 kilobytes. Kilobytes are the size of programs, computer programs, okay? So the cationic liposome is a nanotechnology. The paper also cites the 2007 FDA guidance called Nanotechnology Task Force Report. And that includes whether or not the FDA regulates nanotechnology and should they regulate liposomes, including the manufacturing, chemistry, pharmacokinetics of it. Who invented the cationic liposome? Dr. Malone, he talks about it all the time. That means he created a synthetic product that mimics cells, mimics fat, and hosts an electronic charge. You can go to Dr. Malone's website. He proudly lists his research there, including the 1989 publication, Cationic Liposome Mediated RNA Transfection. Okay. And the paper basically, the technology enables an animal body to present DNA from a non-animal body, a non-mammal. Specifically, he uses the firefly, African clawed frog, and the fruit fly in here. But I want to read the opening abstract, which is, we've developed an efficient and reproducible method for RNA transfection using a synthetic cationic lipid. Okay, why don't they call it a cationic nanotechnology? Because that doesn't sound good. So a cationic lipid is nanotech. And I know Dr. Mullen doesn't want to talk about nanotech, and he doesn't want to talk about
snake venom. He was on the program. He said to me right at the beginning of our most recent interview, he said to me, I'm here to talk about anything except snake venom. That was after Watch the Water went amazingly viral.
Yeah. And so I don't know why he doesn't want to talk about it, because if you go to his website, there's the 1996 patent. Dr. Malone is the fourth author on this patent called Delivery of Exogenous DNA Sequences in Mammals. So that means how do we get non-mammal DNA or non-human DNA to present in a human, such as DNA from snakes and bats and rodents, whatever. And in the patent, again, you know, it states how you can use the cationic liposome technology to deliver synthetic peptide vaccines. If you go to section 3, paragraph 6, it says a large number of disease states can benefit from the administration of therapeutic peptides. Moreover, this kills me. Section 6, moreover, selective delivery of toxic peptides such as ricin, diphtheria toxin, or cobra venom factor to diseased neoplastic cells can have major therapeutic benefits. So his technology is used to deliver ricin, one of the most deadly bioweapons ever, and cobra venom to aggressive cancer cells. I'm not a doctor and I'm not a scientist, too, but I bet there's safer ways to treat cancer than to deliver ricin into a human body or venom. I don't know. What do you think?
I think I don't know why Dr. Malone doesn't want to talk about the thing that he invented. I have asked the question about snake venom to him in the past. I asked him about a thing called prolines. He really deflected when I asked him about prolines. What are prolines, Karen?
They're amino acids. And so what's interesting, so I'm going to hypothesize now. If you read the Pfizer biological application, it says that Comirnaty includes the full mRNA sequence of SARS-CoV-2 to produce the Wuhan Institute of Virology spike protein with the insertion of an additional two prolines. That's what Barney Graham, Jason McClellan, and Andy Ward got paid on, right? So what happens when the sequence for the prolines goes into the cell wall and into the cytoplasm, or as Dr. Malone calls it, the egg white? Well, then the mRNA can read that sequence of the prolines. And it's my understanding that the prolines can then be converted and manufacture these toxic peptides. So it's turning the cytoplasm of the cell, the prolines, those amino acids, the mRNA is reading it and then converting it into a bioweapon factory. And as Dr. Martin said on your show about a month ago, the American Heart Association had a poster that they presented in July of 2022, where they say specifically, our data shows that the spike protein from the SARS-CoV-2 causes heart muscle damage. Besides the direct damaging of the heart muscle, the spike protein itself is very inflammatory and may cause systemic inflammation that indirectly causes heart problems. That same paper I read to you from regarding that the liposomes are nanotech talks about how the spike protein can bind directly to T cells and cause the T cells to kill cells. Back to Dr. Malone's patent. He says right here, it's not just him, there are five other authors. Section 3, it would be desirable to provide a cellular immune response alone in immunizing agents against viruses for which antibodies have been shown to enhance infectivity. So what he's saying is, look, the antibody-dependent enhancement when you create antibodies to a spike protein or a virus can cause more disease and increase, you know, vaccine-associated enhanced disease. He's like, it would be better if we could get the T cells to kill the cytotoxin directly. Well, that's what this product, this bioweapon does. It causes, it's a super antigen that causes an overreactive antibody response in a cytokine storm. And it's also programming your white blood cells that it's not taking out to actually kill self. And there was another paper that was published in last year or in August 2021, and it's entitled A Drug Candidate for Treating Adverse Reaction Caused by the Pathogenic Antibodies Induced by the COVID-19 virus and vaccines. And it specifically states that our data shows this formulation can reduce the sickness and deaths caused by the pathogenic antibody spike antibodies. So Dr. Malone's invention causes two things. It causes antibody-dependent enhancement because it creates a super antigen, a bioweapon. And then it can also, through this cationic liposome, somehow attach itself to T cells and program the T cells to kill self as well. I mean, it is, when I read the master patents, and now I went back and read some of Malone's original patents, which back up the master patents, I have said this over and over again. I cried, and my crying turned into wailing out to God. If you understood what they're saying, this has nothing but harmful, evil intentions to harm humans. Immunogenicity is teaching the human body to kill self. And it's overriding God's perfect creation, how he made us in his image, with a nanotechnology that penetrates cells and rewrites our DNA. That's what it is. Now, they can't say they're programming the body to kill healthy cells. That's why it's all done under the guise of cancer research, Stu.
Yeah.
We're the cancer.
Always bringing the receipts, unafraid to talk about anything, and fighting these evildoers unrelentingly. Karen Kingston, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Yeah, of course. You know, I have no problems talking about anything in my past. My mistakes, my successes, my talents, my accomplishments, none of it. The fake press, like the Daily Beast, whoever they are, try to like discredit this platform by saying, oh, he's a failed rapper and a former bounty hunter. Like, is that bad? Is being a bounty hunter a bad thing? I have no problem standing here taking credit for the hundreds or even thousands of violent people that I arrested after they had raped little kids. You want to use that to discredit this platform, then by all means, shill for the child rapists, Zach Patrizo. That's fine. Will Summer? Failed rapper. Really? Failed rapper? I walked away from a demonic industry after I realized just exactly how demonic it was. And how, by the way, it was never meant for the artist to ever make any money. Kanye West was absolutely right about the music industry. It's demonic and satanic. 100%. But at least I don't say that I was an opera singer or a country western singer when in fact I was a rapper. This guy, this Dr. Malone, says that he invented mRNA. But in fact, look, it appears that he invented nanotech, which now mRNA is a cover for nanotech. The guy that sits next to Senator Ron Johnson in a hearing meant to make you believe that accountability is coming when in fact, if you allow this corporate government crime syndicate to take over responsibility for accountability, it will never happen. They are part of it. They are the creators of all of the mayhem that you are seeing. They are the purveyors of the deployment of the bioweapon, and they will not stop until they are stopped.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu. Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Welcome back. Our good friend and a hero to so many, actually, Christopher Key of vaccine-police.com, wanted to come on today to talk about his recent discussion with Dr. Peter McCullough. Specifically, Christopher has thoughts about how God may have intervened directly to assist Dr. McCullough's work, and to show that all vaccines, not just mRNA shots, are actually bioweapons. Christopher also wants to talk about the far-reaching benefits of a little hormone called IGF-1, which has the power to help make men manly again, and Christopher joins us now. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me. We had an amazing event in Georgia this past weekend where Dr. McCullough, when he started to speak, he turned to me after I coughed and said, I will deal with you if you do that again, brother. He said he would deal with me, but brother, God dealt with him. This all started back when the whole pandemic started. I served him documents when he was in Mississippi and let him know that all vaccines were bioweapons. I gave him the documents that showed 11 undeniable facts regarding all vaccines. I gave him the U.S. Supreme Court ruling of White versus Bushwick that says all vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. I gave him the paperwork from Robert Kennedy Jr. where they sued HHS that all vaccine studies had never been done in 33 years. He laughed at me, Stu. He laughed at me, said I was a crazy conspiracy theorist. Then I saw him in Nashville. He laughed at me again. And then I saw him in Destin, Florida. And him and his whole posse was walking out to their Winnebago. And I honked at them because they were in the middle of the road. They turned around to me. Three of his entourage gave me this thumbs up and said, yes, vaccines kill. And I rolled down my window, Stu, and I said, please try to tell this to Dr. McCullough, because so many people have so much respect for that man. When he tells everybody that COVID is a bioweapon, they listen. But in the next sentence, when he was telling them to please take their flu shot, take your MMR vaccine, take your hepatitis B vaccine, they listened. Thousands, if not millions of people took it, and a lot of them died and were damaged, Stu. That's my belief. But then God softened his heart. He drew out my questions. Out of 25 questions, he drew out my questions, and then point blank, it asked him, why do you tell the American people that all other vaccines are safe and effective? And he went on the record 2 days ago, Stu, and said if he had it all due again, and if he had children, he would never give his children any of these bioweapons. So I commend him from doing that. Thank God he finally saw that this is not a conspiracy, Stu. This is the truth. No child, no animal, no adult should ever take any vaccines whatsoever. And please, God, hepatitis B, you only can get it if you share needles or you have intravenous sex. Do they really think our children are going back to the neonatal and having a freaking orgy back there? That's why they have to give them when they're 24 hours old. At least they're not going to have sex till they're 6 years of age. What are your thoughts, Stu?
I think six is way too young to be participating in sexual activity. My thoughts are that I'm happy that Dr. McCullough is actually, you know, saying that he would not give his kids these shots if he had it to do all over again. That matches up exactly with where I'm at. Before we knew, we didn't know. And if I had it to do all over again, my three little babies would never have taken any of these. If my mother knew what she now knows, she would have never given them to me. You're rolling the dice. You're playing vaccine Russian roulette with every single needle that you stick into these innocent little children at the hands of Big Pharma, who are psychopath mass murderers. And knowing that now, no, I would never do it again. You want to talk about IGF-1?
Yeah, brother. Real quick, you can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of your temple. They are poisoning the temple, the water, the food, the air, and we have the solutions. We've always been about giving people the solutions and showing you how to take action. We believe the best way to detox in the world is our glutathione right now. This has 98% absorption. And then you got to make the sales communicate. If you guys haven't gotten your pain and energy chips, send a text to 205-936-9803, and we'll get those shipped out. And the icing on the cake, brother, the deer antler velvet. This product I will never stop taking. This is a product that was banned by the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball, the NCAA. This product, the reason why it works so well, Dr. Latini has deer farms in New Zealand. His deer, their antlers are literally the fastest growing substance on planet Earth. They literally grow an inch a day. Why do they grow so fast? The high concentration of IGF-1 that's on the tip of the antlers. He's freeze-dried out, put into a lipo delivery system that his scientists have been in, that they have the patent that gives your body 98% absorption. But most importantly, Stu, he's got the research to show if you do the 100,000, it increases your IGF-1 levels by 20%, the 200 by 40. And if you do the 300,000, which is what you and I do, increases your IGF-1 levels by 60%. Unheard of. The last day for the Valentine's special is today. You buy one bottle, you get the second bottle free, and we'll give you a free bottle of Long Jack. Yes, you have to get on auto ship. You can cancel it anytime, guys, but you give this 90 days. You give this 90 days, and I promise you, your temple will be changed forever, brother. Love you guys. God bless.
Yeah, you know, IGF-1 is a substance that's naturally found in the body. But as we age, of course, just like everything else, the natural production of that IGF-1 decreases, which is why so many people are supplementing it. And since I have been, I definitely feel the difference, especially in the gym. So thank you for that product, which you can also find at vaccine-police.com. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Deanna Lorraine is up next with Shots Fired, as well as all of the other exclusive content that you'll find at StuPeters.com and on Rumble at the Stu Peters Network. We will be back here tomorrow, same place, same time. Until then, God bless you.